That was DJ Zebra, Police versus Bee Gees versus Groove Amanda. Roxanne Should Be Dancing. Pretty good mix, wasn't it? Now I'm joined with Roger Cole. He's chairperson of Peace and Neutrality Alliance. He's going to be talking about the need to withdraw permission for the United States military use of Shannon Airport, and also about their vigil that's going to be held outside the US Embassy in Ball's Bridge this evening at 7 p.m. calling for no war on Iran. Good morning, Roger, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. How are you keeping yourself?
Well, I'm obviously physically fine, but I mean, you know, I do want a situation where there isn't a war on Iran. I was one of the main organizers of a march in 2003 against the war on Iraq, which was part of a global movement. And we made the case at the time that this war would be an absolute disaster. And lots of people who previously supported the war in this country and many other countries have realized that that war on Iraq was a disaster. Latest public opinion polls in the United States of America shows that the decisive majority, in around about 60% of Americans, regard the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq as disastrous. And I would imagine, I don't know, but I'd imagine the feeling would be something the same in this country as well. Certainly any polls that we have published shows that we published one a year or so ago on the issue of Irish neutrality, and 58% of Irish people supported neutrality. And then when there was a debate, to be fair, on the issue during the European Union elections, RTE commissioned Red Sea poll to ask people what's their view on neutrality, and the answer was 82% of the Irish people support Irish neutrality in, and I quote, all aspects. So like when we're calling for the termination of the use of Shannon Airport in these perpetual wars of the United States, we're reflecting the views of 82% of the people of Ireland.
President Trump, he has said that his decision to order the killings of the Iranian general and his associate has saved a lot of lives. And he was, as they were planning a very big attack on the United States and other nations. What's your view on this?
Well, you remember, I don't know, I'm French, I don't know how old you are, but I mean, when the war in Iraq began, the reason they gave was that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Now, everybody now knows that that was a lie, that the reason they gave to do what they did was a lie. And I believe the situation is the same. They have given no evidence, and even if they do, everybody has every reason to believe automatically that when war starts, and I don't think this is particularly unique, by the way, to any the Iraq war or the coming Iran war. Lying is part of parcel is what they do to provide a justification for going to war. And, you know, I just don't believe them.
So do you believe the killings at Baghdad Airport were designed to provoke retaliation?
Well, if you remember the sequence of events, a single mercenary was killed, right? An American mercenary was killed in Iraq. This, as you know, it's not just troops in Iraq. There's large numbers of mercenaries working, hired by the Americans to work there as well. And one of them was killed. I don't know why. I didn't find out, but he was definitely apparently killed. And then in response, the Americans killed 25 Iraqis who were who might or might not have been involved. I don't know, but certainly they killed a large number of people. Then there was a protest again on the against the embassy for those deaths. And then... you know, everything else is well known as well. So it's a steady escalation process. But I mean, you know, the reality is that Iraq is a long, long, long way away from America. America should concentrate on defending America by not invading other people's countries.
Yeah. So would you agree that the assassinations are in fact in breach of international law?
Well, certainly. Certainly, there's no evidence that the United States of America is particularly interested in international law. I mean, the decision to go to war with Iraq in the first place was illegal under international law. So it's not new that America doesn't... Well, you know, this is not particularly unique to America. All empires have done this for for eons, you know what I mean, for a very long time. But, I mean, we are now facing global issues that are a major concern, where all the states in the world need to work together on, say, issues like global warming and global poverty and things like that. I mean, really, just going to war with people all the time, which apparently America just wants to do. I mean, it's not shared with everybody else. I mean, there's 190 states in the world, and the vast majority of the actual states in the rest of the world don't go to war. Now, the problem for this country is that after that big march against the Iraq war in 2003, where we said, first of all, the war shouldn't happen, and then, secondly, Shannon should not be used in the war, we were essentially defeated. The then-led Fianna Fáil government agreed to allow Shannon to be used by the Americans in these wars. So since 2003, over 3 million U.S. troops have landed in Shannon Airport on the way to these perpetual wars. Now, if a war breaks out with Iran, I mean, a full-scale war, there already is a war. I mean, once you kill somebody who is basically the second most powerful person, the military commander in a state, that's an act of war itself.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes,
right.
of course.
Yeah. it's like killing, Michael D. Higgins, for example, is our chief. He is the commander of the Irish Army. So if somebody killed him, assassinated Michael D. Higgins, most Irish people would regard this as an act of war by the state that did it.
Yes. And well, Shannon Watch, and they've reported an increasing build-up of US warplanes refueling at Shannon on their way to the Middle East, particularly last weekend. And if Ireland facilitates the US with this, I mean, what are the implications for us in terms of neutrality?
Well, we're not neutral. You see, there is a law. Well, what happened was, in 1907, which is a long time ago, there was a major conference in The Hague in the Netherlands, where countries that didn't want to become involved in the wars that were obviously happening at the time, they wanted to be regarded as neutral, and there was a process of negotiation. So people said, well, what exactly does neutrality actually mean? So under international law, it was agreed at that convention that a state that wishes to be regarded as neutral in a war cannot allow its territory to be used by belligerents in a war. So since 2003, if not before 2001, maybe, depending on how legal you regard the Afghan war, this country has not been neutral. It's been effectively a U.S. aircraft carrier. And as I said, 3 point. And so we're actually helping the Americans kill. And the general estimate is numbers of, literally millions, not exaggerating, of men, women, and children, especially in Iraq, but Syria and other countries as well, have been killed in just these endless wars of the Americans.
Yeah, so
we're collaborating with that.
Yeah, so in fact, what you're saying is we should be calling on the Irish government to withdraw permission for US military use of the airport to protect our neutrality. That's
yes,
the exactly.
You know, we're a small country. Yeah. We've never, as a country, as a state which was founded, when we were fighting a national war of independence 20 years ago. Now, I know the current government think the Black and Tans are a great mob altogether, but I mean, I think that most Irish people don't support, unlike the government, they don't support the Black and Tans. And, you have to have a situation where people, and as I said, according to the polls, it's 82% of the Irish people. It's not some sort of tiny little group of people. You might think that. I mean, if you talk about the number of media coverage we get, that's why I'm very great that you would bring me up and talk and have at least allowed me to put the case of what neutrality is.
No, that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
Exactly. Yeah. But you'd like to think the company's organised. See, like, there was no debate about the whole issue of what neutrality means for a long, long time until the last European elections. And then there was. So, then RTE itself organized, paid Red Sea polls to ask people, are they supporting neutrality? So you're talking about 82%, and that's a large number of people don't really want to become involved in these endless wars.
Yeah. Well, actually, just to go back to the assassinations, like, a number of opposition leaders have condemned the whole issue. What's your view, Roger, on both Taoiseach and Taoiseach remaining silent on Trump's aggression towards Iran, which threatened conflict?
Well, if all the other leaders, if you know, like, if they're all against it and you're not saying anything, you could argue, well, they're not saying anything. But there is an implication that you're supporting it. You know what I mean? Given that everybody else is making comments about it, if you're saying nothing, you know, I mean, some people like Boris Johnson have come out strongly in favour. But as far as I know, he's the only person, and maybe Israel, that have come out in favour of all the leaders of the 190 countries in the world. They're the only two states that have publicly, actively said they supported the assassination.
Exactly.
So, you know, two out of 190 is not all that many, really.
No, it's not.
But if you then don't say anything, like if there's no public statement, and I haven't seen any statement from the government saying this was an illegal act, escalating the possible war between Iran and and America. And I mean, Iran has 80 million people. You know, it's a very big country. And, you know, they negotiated a deal with the Americans and the French and the Germans and the Russians and the Chinese. And they did say, you know, a deal was agreed, right? That they would agree not to go anywhere near nuclear weapons. They didn't want to in the first place if sanctions were lifted. And President Obama signed that deal, and the American states agreed with that deal. Trump gets elected, and he just tears it up, like he's torn up the climate change agreement, like he's torn up lots and lots of other well-established, agreed, legal arrangements. And yes, he is also remarkably unpredictable. You know what I mean? Nobody, and I suspect even himself, has any idea what he's going to do next.
Absolutely.
You know, he might, yeah, and it's a very dangerous, volatile situation if the leader of the United States of America, nobody, sometimes I think, including himself, has any idea what he's going to say next. Like, his response to the bombing of the U.S. bases was, you know, in my opinion, relatively good. You know what I mean? Insofar as he didn't send off another missile directly onto Iran. Give me or whatever, you know. So there's obviously, my impression is there's a kind of a major, it's at the very least, a complete sense of unpredictability as what he'll do next. Because next, you know, tomorrow, as we're speaking, he might be organizing an attack on Iran, because nobody knows. Now, I mean, if anybody involved in business as I am, you know, your people have to have a level of predictability. You know, you have to have a sense of, you know, what's the next step? You know, what's your, you know, how much do you want for this? And you negotiate a deal. There's a level of patterns and predictabilities.
Yeah, well, but I have to. Sorry to interrupt. I have to agree with you. Trump is totally unpredictable. But time is catching up on us. So I just want to ask you to tell us about the vigil being held outside the US Embassy in Bald's Bridge this evening.
Well, okay. It's an effort to try and get people to come to the American Embassy. This evening at 7 o'clock, we have 7 to 8. No, it's not a long. That won't be a long event. You know what I mean? To protest against the Americans, looking like they're breaking international law, possibly going to war with Iran, and also key to that is our collaboration with American policy to go to war with Iran. Because while millions of people, men, women, and children, have been killed so far with the continuing war in Iraq and Syria, the numbers of people who could be killed in a war with Iran would be far in excess of the numbers killed so far. And surely, Mr. Varadkar, President, the Taoiseach of this country, has a responsibility not to allow and participate in yet another war with Iran, help the Americans with that war, when he knows in advance of that of this that millions of people are going to be killed. Surely there does come a time when he says, I am not going to allow any more US planes land in Shannon Airport.
Okay, I gotcha. And is it true that the Irish Congress of Trade Unions have agreed to support you in all of this? Or is that...
Well, I want to be... No, what they... No, well, it's what they did agree to was to tell all their members about the vigil, right? which is the level of support. But they didn't formally come out and say, you know, they just, but they did all agree that everybody in the Irish Congress or trade unions and all their affiliated groups have been informed of the fact that this vigil is happening. And if you read their own press statement that they produced, it was very strongly against the actions by the Americans.
Excellent. And there's also a monthly vigil at Shannon Airport. It's next Sunday, 12th. At 2 p.m.
Right, yes, 2 p.m. Shannon Watson's been going on for years, and you know, it's we haven't gone away. You know, just like the war, the endless wars, and our collaboration with those wars haven't gone away. Well, we want to go away, and I do want to make one point. We are all in favor of an airport in Shannon, right? And you know, people don't understand this, that the Americans don't pay. They have landing charges. You know what I mean? If they land in Shannon Airport, there are costs involved in that. And what will happen is that the Irish taxpayers pay that. It isn't the Americans pay it. We pay it. You pay it. So we're paying for the Americans to land in Shannon Airport. So, you know, there could be a situation where we would argue, well, okay, Shannon Airport workers have a right to a job. They have a right to work. You know, for a period of 5 or 6 years, we could say, well, look, if the American plane stopped landing in an airport, that money would be still paid to the airport by you and me for a couple of years until you, you know, find other forms of people landing, other, you know, other airports, other planes to land. You understand?
Yes, you know, absolutely.
We have to make it very clear that we're not in any way attacking or opposed to the people who run Shannon Airport. We want, as an organisation, we want a thriving, growing Shannon Airport. But we cannot agree with the way they make money is by helping the Americans kill people.
Yes, I got you. Right, so we're going to have to leave it at that, Roger. And thanks again for joining us today. The very best of luck with tonight's vigil as well. All the very best to you and take care.
Okay, thanks very much.
All the best. Now, that was Roger Cole, chairperson of Peace and Neutrality Alliance. He was talking about the need to withdraw permission for US military use at Shannon Airport, and also about their vigil that's going to be held outside US Embassy tonight at 7 p.m.